I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. The Texas Senate may soon vote on Senate Bill 14, which would prevent physicians from providing transition-related treatments to transgender children, including puberty blockers and hormone therapies. The bill, supported by all Republican members of the Senate State Affairs Committee, is a priority piece of legislation for Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. If passed, it would also prohibit transition-related surgeries for minors and prevent health care facilities offering these treatments from receiving public funding. At least 10 of Texas's 31 state senators have publicly supported the bill, but it must pass both the Senate and the House before becoming law. Opponents of the bill argue that it would harm the mental well-being of transgender youth and strip families of the right to make their own health care decisions. Several Texas medical groups, including the Texas Pediatric Society and Texas Psychological Association, have testified against the bill. They argue it would prohibit critical treatment options and that a blanket ban is too blunt an instrument for the state to use. Major national medical associations, like the American Medical Association and the American Psychiatric Association, support providing trans youth with social support and healthcare treatments that affirm their gender identity. Lawyers seeking to remove abortion medication from the U.S. market are attempting to revive the Comstock Act of 1873 to win a lawsuit focusing on the FDA's approval of mifepristone. The act initially banned the mailing of anything related to contraception or abortion, but its enforcement has been dormant for decades. If the federal judge in Amarillo affirms the law, it would open the floodgates for future litigation and could prohibit mailing abortion-inducing medications and instruments used in abortion. However, it would not stop other pharmaceutical companies from mailing the medication as long as it remains approved by the FDA. The lawsuit itself is not directly connected to the issue of mailing medication, but rather on whether the FDA erred in approving mifepristone in 2000 and relaxing restrictions on the drug. The ruling would only apply to the parties involved in the lawsuit, the FDA, and the manufacturer of mifepristone. But anti-abortion groups hope the judge will affirm that the Comstock Act is still good law and can be applied broadly, not just to unlawful abortions. The judge, an anti-abortion appointee of former President Donald Trump, has not indicated how he will rule on this case. A Texas Senate committee has advanced updated versions of Senate Bill 28 and Senate Joint Resolution 75 that could transform the state's deteriorating water infrastructure and create new water sources. The legislation aims to create a new water supply for Texas fund to be administered by the Texas Water Development Board to pay for new water projects and upgraded infrastructure. The legislation would allocate funds to address various issues in the state's water supply, including water acquisition from other states, investing in existing programs, and repairing aging infrastructure. The legislation is focused on addressing the projected water shortage of 7 million acre-feet of water per year by the year 2070, due to the state's growing population. The new fund would also focus on investing in rural communities, which face a combination of a small tax base and a dearth of skilled workers, making it difficult to address aging infrastructure. The legislation requires voter approval, and if passed, Texas voters will ultimately decide during the fall election whether these funds are created. Check for updates on any of these stories at texastribune.org. You can also follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. And follow The Brief Podcast for daily news updates wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by the Texas Dental Association. On behalf of over 8,500 member dentists, the Texas Dental Association advocates for oral health care of all Texans. Find out more at tda.org. The Tribune's Festival for Big Bold Ideas is happening this fall, September 21st through the 23rd in downtown Austin. Get ready to rub elbows with people you know and others you should. Find out more at festival.texastribune.org.